Please sit. Let me start by praying from the psalm for today, Psalm 19. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. My sermon this morning will focus on our epistle reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12 to 30. After Paul had left them, the church in Corinth had fallen into disunity. It was rife with factionalism and discord. Divisions had arisen between members of the congregation in relation to spiritual gifts. They had a distorted view of the value of the various gifts and were arguing amongst themselves as to which spiritual gift was the greatest. Some considered certain gifts as being higher and better than others, and so regarded those who had those gifts as being more spiritual than others. And those who perceived themselves as having those greater gifts deemed themselves as superior and deserving of greater esteem and deference. Paul wrote to the Corinthians to warn them against disharmony and to encourage them to reconcile with each other. He reminds them that all spiritual gifts come from the one Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit distributes them as the Spirit determines. Spiritual gifts are not indicators of one's spiritual status. No one is more holier or more spiritual because of the particular spiritual gift that he or she is perceived to have been given. In his letter to the Corinthians, Paul tells them that no one should exalt themselves above any other. Different gifts are given to different persons for the common good, not for individual benefit. No individual member should feel or be valued as superior to another. No one should be regarded as inferior or made to feel inferior if he or she lacks a particular spiritual gift. Everyone is gifted by the Holy Spirit in some way, and all should contribute their individual gifts for the building up of the community. The Spirit decides who gets what gift and apportions them according to the needs of the community and not according to the value of the recipient. The Holy Spirit ensures that there is a diversity of gifts and that they are distributed for the mutual benefit of the whole community. No one single person is given all the spiritual gifts. Paul uses the metaphor of a human body with its separate body parts as an analogy for the Christian community. Just as the human body is not made up of autonomous body parts functioning separately from each other, but is a living body operating as a unified whole, the church is also made up of different members, each with different gifts, but all working together for the benefit and the unity of the whole community. Diversity is necessary for the body to function properly. As Paul puts it, the body is not one member, but many. As part of a unified body, each separate individual member is interrelated and interdependent. The foot can't say, "Because I am not the hand, I am not part of the body." Neither can the ear deny that it is part of the body, because it is not the eye. Paul also asks, if they were all one body, if they were all the same part, where would the body be? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? Similarly, if the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But God has placed each one of the member parts in the one body. He has placed each and every one of them just where he wanted them to be. No member of the body can say to another member of the body, I have no need for you. God has put the body together, and those members of the body that seem weaker are just as necessary as the other parts for the body to work as a unified whole. Paul stresses that there should be no division in the body and that members should have the same care and concern for each other. If one member suffers, then all the members suffer. If one member is honoured, all the members rejoice. All gifts have been given by the generous grace of our loving God. No one should consider themselves better than another because of the spiritual gifts that they have been given. Every baptized Christian is a spiritual person because every Christian who has declared Jesus as Lord is possessed of the same Holy Spirit. We here at St. John's are a Christian community made up of diverse individuals, each with different gifts. As Paul urged the Corinthians not to do, we should not compare ourselves with each other. God knows why he has made each one of us and why we have been given the gifts we have. Each and every one of us has been gifted, and God knows what use each one of us can be to him and to each other. None of us should feel superior or inferior. We are all essential members of the one body. We should not feel inadequate to participate. We should not feel inadequate to participate or be tempted to withdraw from an active role here at St. John's. Each one of us has something to contribute. At our baptisms, we were all baptized into the one body of Christ, and we were all made to drink of the one Spirit. As individual but interdependent members of the one body, we should use our gifts, whatever they may be, for the benefit of our community. Our community includes not only our local parish, but the community as a whole. We must seek to serve others, to teach our children, to teach our grandchildren. We must seek ways to bring the good news of the gospel to everyone by word and by deed. And what is this good news? It is this: God so loved the world that he gave us his Son to be born as one of us, to die on our behalf, to die on the cross for our sins. The gospel reading today is from the Gospel of Luke. After carefully investigating everything from the beginning, Luke decided to write an orderly account of the events that have been accomplished by God's Son, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, so that we may know for certain the exact truth. In chapter 4, Luke tells us that after receiving praise for teaching in the synagogues around the Sea of Galilee, Jesus returned to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. On the Sabbath, he went to the synagogue and was handed the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Unrolling the scroll, he found the place in the scroll where it was foretold that he was the Anointed One, the one whom the Spirit of the Lord rested upon. He said to those in the synagogue, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." We who believe and trust that Jesus Christ is the Anointed One, the one sent by God the Father to free us from slavery to sin by his death on the cross, we are members of his body, the body of Christ. So, what is your gift? What gift has God given you? Do you have the gift of wisdom? The gift of discernment? Do you have the gift of knowledge? The gift of teaching? Do you have the gift of encouragement? The gift of hospitality? The gift of caring for others? Do you have the gift of leadership? The gift of administration? Let us, like Paul, encourage one another to recognize our spiritual gifts. Let us spur each other on to use whatever God-given gifts we have to serve Him and to serve others to the glory of His most majestic name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.